This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
The British Columbia government has instituted a wolf kill in BC, and as a result, more than 80 wolves have been shot from helicopters since January of this year. The controversial wolf kill is part of the BC government's species recovery plan for the woodland caribou. Last month, the government released 8 documents relating to consultations on the wolf kill after a Freedom of Information request from the Wilderness Committee. The Wilderness Committee says that the documents show that the BC government was working hand-in-hand with logging interests to shape the implementation of the caribou management plan in order to protect the economic interests of logging companies. And I'm joined by Wilderness Committee Policy Director Gwen Barley, who made the FOI request. Hello, Gwen.
Hello.
What was it that motivated you to make the Freedom of Information request?
What motivated me is I had seen a list of briefing notes that had been given to Minister Pollock, and she's the Minister of Environment in British Columbia. And I could see from some of this list of briefing notes when I went on the Open Information website, which the government has, and it shows Freedom of Information requests that have been filed. And so someone had filed a Freedom of Information request requesting all of the ministers, the titles of the minister's briefing notes. And so when I was perusing that document, I saw that the briefing notes were talking about, or quite a few of the briefing notes were talking about meetings between forest company heads and CEOs and Minister Pollock. And what they were discussing were species at risk and critical habitat protection. And that's what critical habitat is. It's the land, it's the habitat that is needed to be set aside for endangered species to enable their recovery. And so I was interested in that. The Wilderness Committee works on several campaigns, and one of the campaigns is to have BC introduce a standalone endangered species law. And most people are very, very surprised to find out that we live in the province with the most biodiversity in Canada, and yet we have 1,900 species at risk in this province, ranging from woodland caribou to marbled murrelets and all the way down to plant species like the phantom orchid. And so to make a long story short, these documents piqued my interest. And so I submitted an FOI for documents with the meetings between, chronicling the meetings between forest company heads and Minister Pollock. And this is what I found out. And what was very concerning about the documents that I received was the degree of coordination between the BC government and the forestry industry when it came to creating recovery strategies for species at risk. And in this case, it was woodland caribou, also known as a southern mountain caribou. And recovery documents are supposed to be science-based documents. And there is an obligation, and we actually have federal species at risk legislation. And the important thing to remember with that just about 10% of species that are at risk in BC are listed under the federal legislation. But southern mountain caribou are listed. And there is an obligation with the federal government when they're producing a recovery strategy that socioeconomic impacts are not considered in the recovery strategy, again, because the recovery strategy is supposed to be a scientifically robust document. It's supposed to look at the needs of the scientific rationale for protecting habitat and the needs, the biological needs of the species.
So you concluded from the 64 pages of documents received that the government was working hand in hand, as you just described it, that there was like a fair level of coordination there. What was the evidence that you found to support that conclusion? What did you find in the documents?
In the briefing notes to Minister Pollock, you had, it was right in that note, that they were talking about that the industry has criticized government, and they're talking about the BC government, for failing to effectively implement this recovery action. And what the logging companies were referring to was the wolf cull. And what the government has done is they started a very controversial wolf cull that is unproven, it's unethical, and we have no idea if it's going to work. And they're calling wolves because wolves can be predators of southern mountain caribou. Of course, there's other predators, the southern mountain caribou, including grizzly bears and cougars and wolverines. But the government has engaged in this wolf call, and what the information showed in the FOI that I received is it said that the industry will be very reluctant to forgo additional harvesting opportunities to meet any additional habitat targets imposed by the federal recovery strategy. And then further on in the document, that they talked about coordination between the BC government and logging industry that aims to reduce impacts of recovery implementation on industrial development, i.e. logging, while reducing the risk of federal intrusion under the Species at Risk Act. And so I was just, there was a million red flags that came up when I caught this information, and I was surprised at how frank the language was. And so first and foremost, it looks like one of the reasons that the BC government engaged in the wolf call, or is engaging in the wolf call, is because industry didn't want to set aside further habitat for protection of woodland caribou.
The wolf kill is one potential measure. How does protecting potential logging areas fit into the protection of the caribou?
Well, the reason why woodland caribou, like many species at risk in British Columbia, are at risk is because of the loss and degradation of their habitat. And so what you have is woodland caribou, like old-growth forests, that eat lichens that grow on old-growth trees. And those are the same trees that logging companies like. So the logging companies have come in and heavily fragmented woodland caribou habitat and have, in many cases, outright destroyed it. And then you have additional complications with snowmobiles coming in, annoying caribou, and then snowmobiles create firm tracks that predators can walk on, and that also is very problematic for caribou. And then when you have logging, it brings in the new growth after old growth trees have been logged. It brings in other ungulate species such as moose and deer, and then they bring in a new type of predator. So wolves and mountain caribou have coexisted for millennia, but it's just with the fragmentation of the habitat that the caribou can no longer withstand that pressure. And so first and foremost, when you're talking about recovering endangered species in British Columbia, just as it is right across Canada, 84% of species at risk in this province, right across the world, in fact, are at risk because of loss and degradation of their habitat. And so the first thing that you need to be doing is you need to be saying, do we have enough habitat set aside for this species to be able to recover? And that's when we're starting to see. And that's a recovery strategy. And what, unfortunately, what we're seeing in British Columbia, because logging industry has such power, and we're a province with no provincial endangered species legislation, we're seeing that these recovery strategies that are being drafted by the BC government are heavily polluted with the socioeconomic interests of logging corporations. And that's a recipe for disaster for species at risk. And we've seen this. Other examples of the logging industry having heavy influence on recovery strategies. And another example is the northern spotted owl. And the northern spotted owl, the only place in Canada it's found is in southwestern British Columbia. And again, it likes old growth forests, the same forests that the timber companies like. And we had all sorts of, you know, consultations. Government had all sorts of consultations with the timber industry, and they came up with a very poor recovery strategy. And so today, the government still allows logging in the critical habitat of the northern spotted owl. And 100 years ago, we had about 1,000 northern spotted owls in British Columbia. And today, because of the ongoing fragmentation and destruction of their habitat, we're down to just 12 spotted owls in all of Canada.
What should a species recovery plan look like?
Well, what it should look like, and there's very clear criteria. So we have federal endangered species legislation. And when a species that is in British Columbia is listed under the Federal Species at Risk Act, there is a requirement to produce a recovery strategy. And many species fall under provincial jurisdiction. And so what the federal government will do, they'll say, okay, we expect provincial laws to meet an equivalent standard of protection as federal laws would. And so they look to the BC government and say, okay, you're going to be producing a recovery strategy that will identify the threats to this species, so woodland caribou, and it will identify, and this is again very, very important, the critical habitat that the woodland caribou needs to be able to recover and survive. And we're seeing, and this is not, unfortunately, an isolated incident. What we're seeing again and again and again in the creation of recovery strategies, whether they're federal recovery strategies or whether they're provincial recovery strategies, we're seeing that either critical habitat isn't identified, or when it is, that it's just a small portion of the habitat that species needs to be able to recover. And what we're seeing is fine if the BC government has consultation on recovery strategies for species at risk. But what is of primary importance is that consultation is based on science. And it's not based on logging companies saying, wow, that's going to cut into our financial bottom line. Therefore, we don't want to see habitat protected in old growth forests that we're going to log. And that's what we're seeing happening. And that is, we have a big, big problem in British Columbia with biodiversity. And when we, again, as I mentioned earlier, we have 1,900 species at risk in this province. And we have species like mountain caribou that are just, their numbers are collapsing very rapidly, and it's really scary. You also have that with the northern spotted owl. We have American badgers in this province, and there's just about 300 badgers. And we have taken our wildlife and wilderness for granted in this province. And what the BC government needs to do is they need to introduce standalone endangered species legislation provincially, and they need to ensure that they respect science. And when recovery strategies are drafted for species at risk, like southern mountain caribou, that those recovery strategies are based on the best available science. And that is just not happening right now. And in the government's own briefing notes and information notes to the minister show that very, very clearly.
Now, Mary Pollock, the environment minister, said in an interview in response to your revealing what you found through the Freedom of Information Act that the government is simply engaging with the industry. They're engaging stakeholders. Now, where should that line be drawn between so-called stakeholder engagement and industry influence on the recovery plans?
Yeah, and that's a really good question, and I would expect Minister Pollock to try to soft pedal the information that's come out, because it's quite embarrassing for the BC government. And so when you have engagement on scientific documents, on species at risk recovery plans, the federal government again says that socioeconomic considerations are not supposed to be entering into those scientific documents. So it's very clear under the federal law that is the expectation, that the documents be based on science. And so if logging companies have science that they would like to put forward saying that species at risk need less habitat, then that science should be discussed and it should be robustly appraised. But they should not be coming forward and saying, look, this is going to impact our bottom line, and we want to reduce the risk of federal intrusion under the Species at Risk Act. And that's why we're going to amend recovery strategies. That's why we're going to lessen critical habitat protection. Because then you have a document that's not worth the paper it's written on. It's not based on robust science. It's not based on the needs of the species at risk. And it won't recover the species at risk. And it's misleading British Columbians in a very dramatic fashion. And so what we're saying is, let's respect the law. Let's do what needs to be done for these, you know, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of endangered species in British Columbia that don't receive any degree of protection. And so we're saying, the Wilderness Committee is saying, that in these recovery strategies, let's honor the science and the fact that these are supposed to be scientifically robust. And let's not have logging companies behind closed doors sitting down with the minister, sitting down with the Ministry of Environment staff, and degrading these recovery strategies. Because if you fast forward 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, we could live in a province that doesn't have woodland caribou, southern mountain caribou. We could live in a province that doesn't have spotted owls. We could live in a province that doesn't have American badgers. And we have something very precious here, and people feel strongly about protecting our amazing wilderness and our amazing wildlife. And we have a government that isn't honoring that.
I very much appreciate your taking our call this morning, Gwen. It's been really interesting information that you've brought forward.
Great. Thanks very much.
I've been speaking with Gwen Barley. She's the policy director for the Wilderness Committee, and you can find out more at their site, wildernesscommittee.org. And you're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.